I need to fix my hair. Being a girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, we're trying this again. We thought we were live already, so we're bellying back up to the bar. This is the Above the Bar podcast. Your host, Sean, for whatever reason, Facebook is being a turd right now and will not allow me to go live on my own page. And I'm fighting with Facebook. Yeah. But yeah, because, you know, Facebook, the evil empire that is Facebook. I have no idea why it won't allow me to go live. So for those of you that can't see it going live as I'm continually hitting the go live button, no idea why this isn't working. But today we have bellowing up to the bar. We have Big Charlie and Rebecca. And we already had a conversation about this. It is pronounced not seats, but sights.
Yes.
Like you guys missed all the good conversation already. We've already done a third of the show. Didn't even realize it.
Yeah. So, we did our material. It's just going to go downhill from here.
Yeah. Like it's all shit on from here, folks. I don't know why it... It looks like this broadcast was deleted on Facebook. You scumbags of Facebook. I hate your whole Facebook face.
You know what? I had that happen to another friend this week. He had thousands upon thousands of followers and it was just gone. And they just said, we took that down.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm sitting there going, why is this not allowing me to go live? So we decided, folks, you know, if you listen to the opening, you always know it's all about being a parent around here and how pop culture, current events, and all these things affect my everyday life. So I figure, what better than to have other parents come on? We've already poured the Telemar Dew because we didn't realize that we weren't live. And that's always a traditional thing, is to pour that bottle of Telemar Dew out. And so that's out there. That's ready to go. This is driving me absolutely nuts right now that this is
my second born brought us the empty bottle of
Empty bottle of Maker's Mark. Folks,
is gone.
This is driving me nuts that I just have this. So I don't know about you guys, but I hate it when my phone has like things on it where it's like, this is like, you have 50 alerts. I can't do it. It's a mental.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I look over at other people's phone and I'm like, why is your phone showing 50 alerts right now? This makes no sense. Please. Delete all that shit.
Clubhouse? Oh my gosh, I'm on Clubhouse right now.
What's Clubhouse?
It's a new social media app where everybody comes into rooms and just talks and it's not recorded. So there are some kind of famous people on there. Tiffany Haddish is on there, those sorts of folks. And Elon Musk was on the other night. But it's, if you join and then you join different rooms, they send you notifications. I probably get 100 notifications a day, I think, at this point, of somebody starting a new room.
I've never even like heard of this. And it just, so this just sounds like the new thing that they're going to be like, we're going to delete this off of here. You can't have this.
Yep.
It's like the new WhatsApp. My kids are in the Discord.
Oh, ours too.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Stay away from it.
It's one of those moments that makes me feel old because my kids are like, Dad, I just go on Discord. I talk to my Discord friends. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh yeah.
I don't even know what this is.
And they watch each other play video games. And that's the foundation of their friendship, that they watch each other play video games.
I know this guy. I see him every day playing video games.
Yeah. We play together every day. And I was like, okay, but he's not a real human to you. You've literally never set eyes on him.
Right.
But he's one of my best friends. I'm like, okay. Like
this is my buddy.
Yeah.
Like my kids do this to me. And this is why I needed other parents to commiserate this with. Because, and look, I fixed it. We're now live on Facebook on all my pages. Ha ha, Facebook.
Yay! You win.
I win for this moment.
That's nice.
For this completely free social media site that I somehow feel like they owed me something.
Yeah.
Right. I win for the moment. So you guys are down in Florida.
Yeah, we are.
I don't like you now completely. Don't like you.
We take responsibility for what goes on in the state. None. Yeah, not, and,
I wasn't even going to go there.
Not us.
I was just talking about I got snow and ice and all this other BS because I'm in Albany, New York.
I tell people I'm in the boat and yacht business, and I tell people all the time when I talk to them up north of it's my torment to bear that I have to live in paradise.
That's not nice.
It's rough. That's rough. I mean, God, I wish I would have known you about 9 or 10 months ago when my oldest was in the Coast Guard. He's 24. So we talked about this. Everyone who knows my show knows that between my wife and I, we have 8 kids.
Wow. You're super dad.
Super dad.
So,
oh
well,
my gosh.
Now understand that I didn't breed them all. So
yeah, your wife is superwoman. She really is.
So I didn't breed them all. She didn't breed them all. She came with 4. I came with 3. And then we added 1 to the mix. So that's what gets all our kids out there.
Like, let's just
thank you. Thank my genetics. Thank my gene pool. So my oldest is 24 and he is learning you probably already know this. I could even let Charlie say it for us. The best day in the worst day and the best day of a man's life is
When he buys and sells a boat, at least in my business.
Exactly. So mine bought he wanted to run a charter service out of Puerto Rico. Oh, and he was doing good. He was loving Puerto Rico. My kid is like the most unique person in the world who speaks Spanish because he is as pale as a sheet of paper and redhead, and down there like speaking Spanish like it's his business.
Nice.
And it's so funny to me because like here he is down there and he's like, Dad, I'm going to do this. I'm going to run a charter service. And it was just he learned a lot. I learned a lot trying to get a boat from Florida to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And like it started off with like, I'm just going to run it. I know how to read charts. I know how to do everything. His buddy was going to come with him. And then that fell through. And then it was, well, I'll just have it, they'll just deliver it to me. And that was the equivalent of he'd have probably had an easier time getting a Kia Coke out of Puerto Rico than getting a boat into Puerto Rico.
Established lines for that.
Well, right. That's worked out. They know how to do that shit.
And nobody realizes how far Puerto Rico really is, how far south it is, until you start looking at it and going, oh, wait, I've got to drive this boat 1,000 miles.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Like I'm talking to him, and he was going to take it he bought it up in like, it wasn't like the middle of the panhandle, somewhere in there. So he was going to do like the whole Florida inside coast and then go down. I'm like, son, like, but he's smart. So this is like, he knows this stuff. Before he ever left, I had his whole plan of everywhere he was going, all of his stops, everything he was going to do. So at some point, even though it was probably he was fine, I would be calling the police.
Yeah.
Because that's like
daughter. We're the Flamingo family's going on tour this summer for her birthday because she's turning 13 and every kid gets a road trip in the family when they turn 13. She's the last one. So it has to be a big, it's the last hurrah. And she about every weekend, she's like, we need to do a little more planning, mommy. We need to do a little more planning on the trip. 13 states in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And she will look up everything in every city and she will send me URLs and she will say, we need to purchase tickets by this date, mommy, and we're not going to be able. And I'm like, okay, I'm on it. I got it. No problem. There's a spreadsheet. Mommy is good.
There's a spreadsheet and it's just about planned down to the hour at this point.
It really is. Like at 4 p.m. we will do this. At 6 p.m. we will have dinner at this location. We need to call for reservations on this date. And she's quite the organized little one.
Now,
looking at her room, but
that's true. You know. That's true.
Because the room don't mean shit.
Yeah.
No, her room is like, God bless. I don't know what could grow in there right now. Now her brother though, that's weird because firstborn's not organized like verbally at all. He's ADD like I am, but his room.
He's got to keep it organized or it just drives him nuts.
Yeah, I never really put that together before.
Folks, for those of you that are out there watching, we're bouncing around. Please take a moment. Send us any of your parenting questions. If we can't figure it out, well, probably perfectly good reasons because we've just
experience and 10 children between us. Yeah,
there's nothing we can do about it. And please take a moment, like and share this, pass it on to everyone. I also want you to take a moment and make sure I put this banner up here for you guys. I have a nice banner. Banner. There we go. So we can have that scroll across. Just one C. So you know, Rebecca's name is spelled wrong. They didn't put the extra C in there. That's okay. So it's no look. My daughter's names are Crystal and Kristen, spelled with K's.
I love how you had to think about that for a second.
Well, there's eight of them to think about. So right. There's eight. Which one am I talking about here?
Oh God! Look, and it the age range is 27 to 3.
Wow!
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that 3 year old one, that's a whole conversation. I don't know if my wife is normally my biggest fan. She may be watching, she may be napping at this moment. I'll know based on if I hear the basement door open in a moment. But that conversation was very, I need to talk to you. I'm at work right now. What do we need to talk about? Oh, it's no big deal. We can talk later. Nope. what is going on? I don't know this conversation. And then it was, everything's fine. I went, are you pregnant?
Oh.
And she goes, how did you know? I went, son of a bitch. Yeah, that was that one.
Ours was fun in that. So I had always wanted, my best friend and I always wanted to have our kids together. And so she called me one day and we had been married like a minute.
Like and 3 months.
She called me and she was like, I'm pregnant. And I went, okay, give me a minute. And so 2 weeks later, we were pregnant. And then with the next one, she called me again. She lost her first baby. So we ended up not having the first together, but then she got pregnant a second time and she called me and firstborn at the time was like two-ish, a little after two. Mm-hmm. And she called and she said, I'm pregnant again. And I was like, okay, give me a minute. We were pregnant a week later. And then our girls are very close, but our boys are pretty far apart in age because it took her a while to get pregnant again. So it's like, yeah, we don't have a problem with that whole getting pregnant situation. But we do not stop it. Thank God.
So Charles, how do you feel about that? She said, give me a minute. I'm pregnant.
Has her ways of getting what she wants.
I mean, that's all I heard was I missed the entire rest of that story. I just heard my girlfriend said she was pregnant. I was like, give me a minute.
Yeah, that was about it. It was, you know, we're newlyweds. We've been married for like 3 months and she comes to me one day and goes, honey, I want to do this every day for a month.
I need to get pregnant every day.
And she never mentioned the whole getting pregnant thing. It was just the, let's do this every day for a month. I'm like, here I am. I'm like, yes! Not thinking through the consequences thereof.
You're going back to your buddies like, you've said this marriage thing. I was never going to have sex again. And you're like, every day.
Yep.
Every day I'm doing this. And your buddies are back here going, you're about to get fucked, brother.
Yeah. Nobody warned me on that one.
Yeah. It's amazing how that portion of it works is we're the last to know what's actually going on.
and then she, you know, wakes up one morning and she's like, I don't feel quite right. He goes and, you know, takes her test, brings it to me. And she like wakes me up and is like,
I did wake you up. Look.
And she holds the stick at me. I'm like, what?
And what did you say? Like, you go ahead and admit it right here in front of God. Are you sure
Are you sure that's right?
Are you sure that's right? I was like,
let's go to the doctor and get their opinion.
Yeah, it's not true until the doctor says it. I was like, boy. We don't need to discuss your reaction.
Yeah.
See, for
enthusiastic the second time. It's like, yay! Really?
See, I don't have that with any of my children. None. So, like, the first one, the first one was, again, was like my first – two children, their mother, she was like, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, all right, cool. He was such a horrible child. Listen to me.
That's where we went wrong. Ours tricked us. He was so easy.
He was easy.
So the 24-year-old, phenomenal. He is the next one after that. A gnat could fart two counties over and he would lose his mind. My poor oldest son, Sean, had to crawl. They shared a room because it was a huge room. Mm-hmm. He had to crawl across the floor like he was already in the service to get to his bed, praying that the other one didn't acknowledge his existence.
Oh, wow.
And when my other son, Dylan, was born, we found out I was physically depressed.
Oh,
like I was like, I can't go through this. Now, they're great now. The ones of, you know, Coast Guard, one's a 4.0 student. The next one is like in all the pre-honors classes. I have no idea where this intellect comes from. I'm like, where are you getting this from, kids? Like, this is, where is it? But yes. So now you've got, what is it now? We have the son and the daughter. How old's the son?
15.
15. Our daughter's 12.
And we like bourbon. Send it, please.
Yeah. Make her smart,
please. Yes.
Oh, we'll that'll work. That. Buffalo yep, Trace, Buffalo I like Trace. That.
We'll take yep. it. We'll take it. Yes.
Well, like I was saying, you know, you got to go up to Fernandina Beach and go see our friends at Marlin and Barrel Distillery. They said, I can't.
Yeah, we got to do that.
I can't get to it right now. The bar is kind of packed.
That sounds like a good married weekend.
Ooh, yeah. What? Look at that. And you shut the factory down already, so it could be a real married weekend.
That's right. This factory, this is closed for business. We are done growing the humans. All.
I shut that after the last one. I was like, I'm done. I'm shut. I was on baby bonding leave from work, and I shut it down. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm done. Well, I will tell you, as a female human, it is hard to grow other humans, at least in this body. This body has a real tough time making more. So I was after the second one, I was like, this is hard. I'm done. She was very, both of them, like I was a whole bed rest emergency C-section with both of them. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we don't have any problem with the initial making. It's the growing of them that is just quite difficult. So, and then getting them into the world. So yeah, we're done.
And now you've got you're gonna work the double teenagers. Mm-hmm. See, mine are all like 6 and 7 years apart. Like
very smart. Yeah, good job.
Well done.
No. It's like the Band-Aid. So you got the Band-Aid action going.
Oh, he's ripped off. Yeah.
We're building babysitters.
No. I've got three grandbabies.
Wow. You know what? A high school, actually, he was my boyfriend in 7th grade. Just put on Facebook last week that he has a 2-year-old grandson. And I was like, wait.
Are we old enough for that?
I have a 15 and a 12-year-old. I feel like I'm way behind in this game right now. And my sister used to say that because hers are each 10 years older than ours. And she was like, girl, I'm going to be like 50 and everybody's out of the house and I'm done and I'm going to live my life and you're going to be old and decrepit with kids still at your house. And I was like, I think maybe I did this wrong. I think I didn't think ahead.
Well, that was my wife's thing, was all the kids are older and then I come along and I thought I'm done. And next thing you know, it's like, she's like, all my kids are out of the house. I'm like, I didn't tell you to get pregnant. I didn't want this.
You were present. All that matters.
Prove it. I don't know how else to put it.
This is all you, man.
it was something else though. So two teenagers at the house. Mm-hmm. The reason we wanted to get together, folks, is we wanted to kind of get into what is kind of COVID life with teenagers. They're doing it down in Florida. We're doing it up here in the Great White North in the Albany area. And we all hear on the news, everybody sees what's going on with their kids. What have you, I don't care what you've learned about your children. We all know they suck.
Actually, we got really lucky.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. We're humans. We like them.
Yeah, we like ours.
We legit like them. We don't just love them. We like them. But I think we just got lucky because, you know, some of my friends' kids, I'm like, please don't have them over. Mm. I don't like a whole lot of other people's kids, but I do like my kids. And I think it's because I honestly never thought I'd be able to have kids. I'm a sex abuse survivor. So I was like, motherhood's not ever going to happen. And then when it did, that's why I was like, we have to have sex every day for a month. We got to play the odds, baby, play the odds. And when we actually had not one, but then we managed to have another one, I lost two in between them. And so,
oh, wow.
We managed to have two. And I was just like, okay, so this motherhood thing, I got to figure out how to do that. And I just decided, I mean, my relationship with my own mother was really challenging. And so I was like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to make sure they know I love them. And I'm probably going to screw up everything else, but at least they'll know I love them. And that's worked so far. They're like, Mom, that's not how we do that. And I'm like, cool, but you know I love you, right? We're good. Yeah, like,
we're good. Yes. You know I love you. This sucks, and I'm sucking at it, but I love you.
Well, and when they're like, you have to discipline them, I just say, you know, I really don't want to be doing this, but like as a mom, I'm supposed to. So I'm going to discipline you so that you can learn the lesson, and we're not going to do it again because I don't like this and you don't like this, so let's just not do it again, okay? And they're like, cool, let's not do this again.
Yeah.
You don't use a cattle prod?
No.
Only the Well, no.
I mean, I'm confused.
Low-power taser, you know. It's...
Oh.
Well, along with
ADD, kneeling on rice? I mean, come on, help me out here.
No, the worst we ever did, honestly. Well, I mean, we did spank. But firstborn will still tell you about getting put on the stair and not allowed to get up. I was like, spanking doesn't work with either of our kids. We actually tried it, and both of them were like, we don't know what you're doing right now. We don't know what you're trying to prove. We don't know what you're trying to say. And so with firstborn, not letting him interact with other human beings is the worst thing you can do to that kid. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, fine, you have to go sit on the stair in the hallway and you don't get to talk to anybody. And I'll tell you when you're done and you can think about what you've done. And he's like, wait, are you coming? And I'm like, no, I'm not coming. I'll come get you when you're done being punished. And he would sit on the stair and he would just cry, cry, cry. But that didn't work with secondborn. With secondborn, all she needs to know is that you're disappointed in her. And that's like the worst punishment ever.
That and banned electronics.
Yeah.
You take away the phone, you take away the iPad, you take away, you know, you put it, you hide the PlayStation controllers and the remote controls, and oh, she doesn't know what to do with herself.
But now we've got firstborn going, why don't you ever put her on a stair? You never put her on a stair. Yeah. You love her more. And I'm like, yes, clearly, kid.
You didn't beat
her
enough when she was young. You didn't spank her enough.
I'm like, she never had to go cut her on switch. You never had a wooden spoon with her. What's wrong? And I was like, well, we figured out on you that didn't work. And he's like, why? Why? It could have worked on her. You could have tried it. And I'm like,
you don't know what it worked on me. Look at me today.
Oh, he did the thing last night. She was being ugly to Charlie. He was trying to help her with the math, and she was like being a real, just there was a whole lot of sass coming out of that tween.
She had her sassy pants on, huh?
Oh, I just looked at her and I was like, girl, what are you doing right now? Oh my gosh, he's over there trying to help you, and you are being a complete wench to your dad. And firstborn goes, oh, I remember this one. I remember this lecture. Give it to her. Give it to her, Mom. He's like, she's going to tell you that dad's over there being nice to you, and you're being mean. And why would you be nice to somebody who's being mean? And I was like, go ahead and take it. You got it, kid.
I'll sit back here and relax.
That's right.
Well, sit for you parent, that works.
I was about to say, go get mommy and daddy their beverages.
Exactly. The worst part was, he got done and he was like, so does the lecture ever change? And I went, no, it worked on you. So why would I change it? Just keep going.
It's like, we experimented on you, kid, but you know, we learned what works with you and now we're, you know, we'll use that on her.
Yep.
But I get that from the 24-year-old. He caught all the, we'll call it all the traditional parenting techniques.
The ones like, the books,
it's like the old Daffy Duck, where he has to babysit the kid and he's tearing the whole house up. And the mother was a airplane. Like, what's the thing? Come on, Charlie. What is it?
Oh, you're talking about, wait, she's up. She's in the air. She's a
Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, Rosie. Back then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She was like a Rosie the Riveter, and she hands him the book, and it was a book of parenting, and she goes through the whole thing, and the kid's a real jerk. And when she gets home, he's like, the book didn't work. She goes, you didn't use it right. And then whoops his ass with the book.
Nice.
So that was the first one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. When we started out. So like I grew up on a farm. I there was not a ton of supervision. I was running around reading a book all the time and playing with animals. That was my childhood. And he, however, was an oops baby.
Look what we can still do.
His mom was 38.
Dad was
born. Oh, young.
Two.
Like his siblings are 9 and 14 years older than he is. They were done. Yeah. Like she was going to get a hysterectomy. That's why she went in. And they were like, well, by the way, you're pregnant. And she was like, oh, hang on.
Hold off on this for a few months.
Figure that out for a second. Yeah. So like his parents had moved here to Naples and they were like in a country club and that whole swanky life. So he grew up in a country club.
Oh, and look at you now, Charlie.
Yeah,
but oh, Charlie.
My very strict, hands-off German parents. So like he didn't, there were no finger paints. There were no mud pies. There was no noise. There was like
nothing.
So when our kids would make messes and he would be like, what are you doing right now? And I would just look at him. They're being children. What is happening right now? Why are you losing your mind? He's like, it's a giant mess. Yes, we have children. That's how this works.
No mess. No, children can't make messes unless they're going to clean them up.
No, maybe that's how it worked out. Well, you got to be a kid with our kids.
I guess so.
Well, you said so at your house, Charlie, was it more like, we need you to come in now, son, and sit down. We have the bratwurst. We have the sauerkraut. You need to now listen to what we have to say. Where's your lederhosen?
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Okay, yeah. Just checking.
Hope my mom's not listening to this.
Because your mother's going to be like, who is this little Irishman that you are talking to? We will go ahead and deal with them. We have ways of making you talk.
That's true.
Yeah, well, it's like my parents never fought. You know, it was just, you know, kind of hilarious when we got married and we had an argument. I'm just like, okay, well, I'll move on now. And she's like,
he walked away from me. I was like, where are you going right now?
My folks never argued in front of the kids. They never. I mean, I can remember one time my mother lighting into my dad, and it was at the dinner table. She was a couple glasses of wine in, and she was menopausal. And she brought up something that had happened 25 years before.
She had been hanging on to that mess for 25 years. I'm having a memory. We need to have it out right now while I'm feeling it. I'm not going to remember in 25 years.
Now, that's a great one. Like, when your parents fight about, like, you'd see your parents do things that you've never seen them before. So my parents divorced when I was 11 years old. Okay. Remarried each other when I was 18 years old.
Nice.
Divorced each other when I was 21, 22 years old.
They're like, never mind. We were right the first time.
and yes, Jeanette, stick around. As Tim said, once the Telemardew kicks in a little bit better, the show always gets better. My Telemardew is empty because we've been on COVID lockdown around my house. This is the last day of it. Since February 3rd, we've been locked down. Ooh. The only thing I've lost is my sense of smell and congestion. Do you know what it's like to get out of the shower and not know if the soap smelled good or not?
Oh.
And it's so weird. Can you imagine?
On Valentine's Day is how it started. I was like, on Valentine's Day, I'm like, I'm getting ready. You know, we're going to just do something at the house. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. And all of a sudden, I sprayed the cologne on and I went,
did you?
Babe, I can't smell this. Now, my wife was tested positive like on the 5th. This is the 15th. I'm like, babe, smell this. And she's like, I was like, does this smell? She goes, yes, idiot. And I went, I can't smell it. There's nothing here. I went right to get tested. And it was like hitting the reset button. Somehow, though, the 3-year-old is the only child that was in the house the entire time. Never got it. Nothing. That poor kid's been tested almost 10 times.
Was your wife really, really sick with it?
So it really ran her down, and she definitely felt it. She had all the congestion. We both had the light headaches. I could only taste things that were super sweet or super salty. That was it.
My failing existence.
Yeah, it's like sugar,
is that
salt?
Your cooking?
I don't cook. Charlie
No,
cooks.
I cook.
I can't cook.
Charlie. I bake.
I can bake you anything.
She's amazing baking.
So, Charlie, maybe we'll do a cooking episode.
We should.
I'm a big, so I got a smoker.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. I've lost it.
I got a big green egg.
Bye.
Yeah.
So, two Christmases ago, 2019 Christmas, she got me the electric smoker. Mm-hmm. And I looked at this thing and I'm like, I'm going to use this thing. I got a grill. What the hell am I going to smoke? This shit takes forever. And then I used it. I love, and I'll plug her. She ain't even a sponsor. I wish she was a sponsor. I think she's amazing. And it's, her name is, she got a site called Hey Grill Hey. And this woman taught me how to do 3-2-1 ribs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you smoke them for 3 hours at low, and then it's 2 hours in like apple cider vinegar and brown sugar. And then you take them out and you smoke them for another hour. These ribs are amazing. They're so unbelievably good. Jeanette, I don't have any Glenlivet's 12-year. I do have Buffalo Trace because we do American bourbon. Jeanette, we love. Jeanette is my one and only overseas fan that lives in Albany. We'll plug Jeanette for a minute. If you need any insurance, if you have insurance needs, contact Jeanette. She does AAA insurance. We love her to death. Jeanette and then Tim, we all met through, we do LinkedIn Local. They're local events. I see your eyes. Is there a child bringing you? Look at that.
Where's mine?
Because we're out of bourbon, and I actually used the last of the tonic yesterday, so I can't even get a vodka tonic right now.
That place, I'm telling you.
Me because he loves me more.
Aw.
Yeah, there's a beer in the fridge.
He's actually telling Forrest going to go get him a beer.
The one that's just there, poured in a glass.
Charlie actually is a brewer. He makes his own.
Yeah, I brew my own.
Do you really? Now, what kind is it? I like IPAs. I do. I really do. And living up in this area. So tell the 13-year-old that she's for her birth.
13, yeah, man. Slow down.
Not 13 yet. We only have a preteen.
So
4 months.
Let her know that for her trip, you're going up north.
Are you going to New York?
Well, you can go to New York or go to Vermont. I will tell you right now from a food standpoint. So my favorite food city in the U.S. besides home, I love home. Baltimore to me is it's where I grew up at. It's my food scene. It's seafood. It's all those kind of things. But if you've never been to Atlanta for food,
boy, I'm from Tennessee.
What part of Tennessee, Rebecca?
Northwest corner. I'm over by the Mississippi. My family's had a farm there for 250 years.
So let's see if any of my family is listening. Uh-oh. So my mama's family is from Elizabethan out by Black Bottom near Johnson City.
That's the pretty end.
They ain't far from Bristol at all. Nope. They're all out that way. That's where Robert Jean, Robert Dale, Sally Ann, Pearl Lee, Edna Olina, that's where they all live at. They're all from out yonder's way.
Yep. I'm at the other end of the state where there's nothing but farms.
Did I do it justice? Am I pretty?
Pretty close. You're pretty close.
Well, when my Aunt Pearl, and I always tell people, I can tell how far into the South you are by how many first names you have.
That's right. Linda Rebecca.
See? When you're back in Tennessee, you're never, just Rebecca. It's Linda Rebecca. Come here, girl. Rebecca
of Donnybrook Farm. That is how my dad calls me. Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. Sorry. Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Yeah. My Aunt Lee, she's Edna Olina. Come here, girl. My mom is Sally Ann. And that probably the only ones that I can think of that had like if you were a patriarch or a matriarch, that's when you got to use one name.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Aunt Rona.
See, Aunt Hattie. Yeah. Aunt Hattie was one name. Uncle John, Miss Judy, they were one name. You were a patriarch or you're a matriarch.
Graduate into one name. I never realized that.
See?
You were that.
See, and then you get
Mimi is just Francis. She's not Helen Francis.
Oh, that's true. She's just Francis now.
She's graduated up. Your
granddaddy wasn't Charles Homer. He was Charles.
Because he was the patriarch.
I guess so. I never really realized that. But Aunt Retta, who was his actual aunt, always called him Charles. Oh, I always called him Charles Homer. To everybody younger, he was Charles. I never put this together. I've learned something new about the South tonight.
Yeah, this is – well, living up here in the Albany area, as we slide completely away from our children, living up. No, look, I'm fine with this. This is what I prefer. And as everybody's getting on, we've got Tim is letting you know that I'm scared. Cody's coming on. If you get a moment, folks, we'll plug Cody in real quick. Cody does trance dance. This is like you look. I think you should go. Maybe we'll all just get on her site one day and we'll do trance dance. This is like Cody's got it all going on and. Like,
I have to just, have skill because
no, that's the amazing thing about it. Down you can this. Suck.
Hey, I'm down. Let's do it.
I can barely walk, much less dance.
So. It's true. He's not lying.
Yeah, you can suck and do trance dance. It's just basically you like the music and you get into it and you make it happen. And then Tim is a super fan. He's checking us out today. He's always around. Trance dance. Trademark with Cody. He's also got his own, him and Cody worked it out and they've got their own dating site. They don't date, but they have a dating site and it's called.
We did.
So did me and my wife.
What was yours?
Match.
Yeah, Match. Us too. Yep. See? And both of us, it was, we were sent there on a dare.
I was dared.
And my brother basically dared me to get on Match. Yeah. And one of her friends got her to do it.
See, I was a divorcee and I was like, I don't have time to run around. I got kids. Let's see what's out there. Yep. My wife and I met on Match. Look at that.
But you were going to like plug your friends. They have their own dating.
Well, they have a dating site. I love the name of it. Woke Ass Dating.
I would totally use that if I was single. I would absolutely use that.
Why would you not? Like,
awesome. Guess, although, what do you tell your kids then? Mom and dad met on
wokeassdating.com.
Just know we was woke ass dating.
That's a fun story. Actually, the other night we were all in the kitchen. Charlie was cooking and I was, supporting. I was pouring. And I was like, y'all, the state of the world. And I was going on and on about politics. And out of nowhere, firstborn goes, Mom, you did your part. Your kids are woke.
Wow.
I need a t-shirt that says I did my part. My kids are woke.
All right. So like for all four of my fans, one of my four fans, just go ahead and get that together. We'll get that on TeePublic and I will again be the only one to buy anything. Look at that. Charlie's got his beer. What are we drinking today, Charlie?
This is Abita called Indicator. It's one of their new Indicator. It is a double Hellesbach.
A double what?
Hellesbach.
What does that mean?
Sorry, look it up.
I don't know.
It's what Google is for.
Cheers.
So, coping mechanisms.
Yeah, well, see, we use I got to plug the pod. See, I plug everybody. I'm all about it. My outlook on it is we're all here to talk and eventually, hopefully, get some of the silly ass money that everybody else has and none of us get to play in.
I have news on that front. It was my Zoom before this. Have you heard of Verbal?
Verbal abuse?
No. He actually was thinking something else before he went on you. No. So it's this new company, VURBL. And this is like,
yes.
Okay. You can, if you sent right now, I was talking to one of their principals just a couple of Zooms ago today. Cause with my company 1C, we have a lot of podcast shows and there's no place that you can go to like turn somebody onto a channel and say, all of our shows are on this channel.
Right.
Like, you see, doesn't exist until now. Verbal is doing that. But another cool part about it is if you put your show on Verbal, you can curate a playlist. So like if you know what music, I think it's interviews and other podcast shows and videos and things like that. If there's content that you know that your listeners would like as well, you can put it on your playlists on your station. They call them stations. So you would have like whatever you want to, Crazy Dad station, and you would put your podcast show on it, and then you can put other people's shows on it too. I'm so stoked about it. I'm still learning about it, but
we'll have to talk about this.
Do what?
I said, we're going to have to talk more about this.
Like they're here to try to help podcasters make money too. So,
well, that's my whole thing. So, we have the Podfather, that's DW. He's been podding for almost 10 years. And I used to go on his show when he had the FBI, and now our network is Earplug Network, which you can find all our shows, Grindhouse, his daily show, everybody's on there. Random guy, random shit. All those are on there, but like he gets sponsored by Zoom Audio, and that's like where you hear all the stuff that we're talking on. That's all Zoom Audio. It's mm-hmm. not Zoom like Zoom you watch on. It's Zoom like equipment.
Right.
All the we have a couple of their stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like it's amazing. It's so easy to use. I am a tech imbecile. Yeah. I don't make. Yeah. High five. We'll high five. Over to, like we'll do the bounce thing. Can we do the bounce thing? Right. I don't think it's going to change shit about me, but.
We started on a Zoom mic actually back in the day.
Yeah, we did. And you can kind of tell our early podcast before we bought our
it was not the right Zoom mic.
It was not the right Zoom mic to be doing podcasting on, but it was what we had.
What were you doing with it? Tell me more. Tell me more, Charles, about that 1 minute and we'll have a child here any moment now.
No, don't talk. We're out of here.
Tell me more, Charles.
We started our first podcast was it's called the Free Evangelic Podcast. And we were recording it. And we were living in a condo at the time, leasing a condo. And the condo building had this, media room, theater room. Mm-hmm. And it was all fabric walls and everything. So we'd take this Zoom mic, you know, a little, what was it? And just put it between the two of us in this room because it had at least had fabric on the walls. And did our first podcast in there on that thing. And it worked. I look at it today and what we do today and it sounds terrible. Oh, but, cringe. You know, it's all right.
But people...
I've never, so I'm deathly afraid to go back and listen.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I go back and I want to just go and like go, hi, I'm going to re-edit this and put it back out. How about that?
I don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
I got that beaten out of me early on. I started writing novels in 2007. Yeah, my first one came out in 2007. And
what, name these novels. Come on now, girl.
Like now I'm like, please, people, don't read the early ones, please.
What novels? Tell everybody where they can find your books, Rebecca.
Let's see. HarperCollins published the first ones. So you can get them. I mean, any bookstore, Amazon, anywhere that you, in your favorite bookseller, you can find any of the novels by Rebecca Seid.
50 Shades of Florida?
Not that quite. One would probably sell better.
And it's all about being sunburned, folks. It's just the different shades of sunburn you will get.
And sand. It's, you know, there's things, places you don't want sand.
I did do the last two or three little novellas were set here in Naples. So there is some Florida. The other ones were set in Tennessee, right with me.
So I miss Florida. So I lived in Pensacola for a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it out there. Like, folks, if you've never been to Florida, all of us think about like Miami, Orlando, and stuff like that. When you get to that like part of Florida near Georgia, it's a whole nother hillbilly area. So I had the guys from down there in Marlin and Barrel. I have family in an area called Callahan and Hilliard.
Mm.
See, as they make faces, and Rebecca's looking up at Charlie going, where the hell is that at?
Yeah, where is that?
Exit 1 on 95.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Okay. Off of the 10.
So, like, wow. Practically in Georgia.
Yeah.
I have family up there. That's a whole different breed of – I don't even know how to explain that to you.
Yeah.
I have a cousin named Wandella. Her mom's name was Wanda.
Wow.
And I will tell you, my Aunt Wanda, before she passed, made the most amazing fried chicken gravy that literally was like drinking fried chicken.
Nice.
See, Rebecca.
We have that down here. Like, we are the last town before you fall off the end of Florida on the Gulf side.
Okay.
Down here, it's really weird, though, because in Naples is one of those towns where, like, in the city – we are outside the city limits. Let me just be clear. But in the city, it's like one of those really, really, really rich cities. Lots of the Fortune 500 CEOs retire here. So there are giant mansions and Bentleys all the time and all that. But then when you get like 20 minutes outside of the city, it's, you know, it's Florida.
You're in the Everglades.
You know, people are on stilt houses and there are alligators in the front yard. That's actually Florida.
Have three alligators that live in the waterway behind us.
That are right. Yeah. They're right near us. And yesterday a shark came through the waterway and I was like, Charlie, why do we have sharks? I didn't think sharks were in our water. And he's like, it's connected to the Gulf, babe. What do you think?
Bull shark, black tip shark.
Yeah. So
number of things.
We don't live in the mansion area, just to be clear. We live in a nice community. Yet. I love our community. Yet. Love the way you think, babe.
That's right. Get them, Charlie.
Yeah.
Tell them. Not yet, but soon enough. As soon as I can get this beer going, and I'm gonna have my own brewery.
You know what?
Damn kids.
I have a guy, actually, I have a good friend who owns a brewery not far from here. He made his brewery money on Bitcoin. It's a guy that bought Bitcoin at like $8 and sold it at $400. Whatever.
And now he wishes he still had it.
I think he kept some back, but he, you know, he made a fortune on Bitcoin and turned that into a brewery. And I followed along making, you know, him building the brewery. And I got to that point of going, I'm just going to keep it in my garage. Thanks.
It was a giant
bureaucratic
mess.
Nightmare.
It's a beautiful brewery. Anchor Lab. If you ever come to Naples, go to Anchor Lab.
Anchor Lab Brewery in Bayshore. Yeah.
See, I love it. See, and that's what I was telling you. Like, if you can get up this way and get up here, would love to have, if you guys come up this way, we'll make sure we do a show. We'll get you over with the Newcastle Distillery folks. Those are one of our big guys up here. They actually got sued by Scotland because they were the New Scotland Distillery. They got sued by the country of Scotland.
Oops.
That's a whole thing.
For fall break, because we have sponsors for the summer trip, and they've been asking the question. So are you going to take the RV on other trips? Or are we just
you got an RV too?
Well, yeah. We're going to.
We bought one this year.
Do you love it? You how big is it? What is it?
All right. So we bought a 2005 Granite Ridge, 31 foot long. This has become the money pit.
Oh yes. No. Cause he also sells RVs.
The company I work with we're both a yacht and RV brokerage. Mm-hmm.
So we love it, and it was amazing. And we didn't know any of the problems until luckily we got Good Sam and love Good Sam. And they have been amazing to help us out. You know, any kind of issues, they took care of it. But we had we smoked the brakes going over the Green Mountains. That was my fault because I didn't realize it needed to be in tow haul. Mm-hmm. The motor for the slide sheared off.
Oops.
But they covered that. The steps had issues. They covered that. You know, we've had little things, but I will tell you, we've actually already scheduled ours. We there's a campground we love. We go to the Cape in Cape Cod, which is amazing, which is beautiful. It's very, as somebody who's traveled a lot of places, Cape Cod has a very Everglades coastal Florida feel to it because it's smaller towns all the way up till you get to P-Town, which is P-Town is the original Key West. I'll put it like that to you.
Yeah, our neighbor is from the Cape and she goes up, you know, all the time and she's like, you guys have got to come up with me. And she says the same thing. She's like, you'll
fit little right towns in. Everywhere.
Like
yeah.
It's amazing. So the place we stay at, I tell people this all the time, we're staying for a week on the bike path, right next to the bike path that runs along. There's Coast Guard Beach. It's called First Contact Beach, which was where the pilgrims actually landed and first met the Native Americans. Mm-hmm. All these different beaches. $450 for the week.
Wow.
And
you do that. That'd be fun.
It is. And when I talk about breweries and I talk about beer and things like that, my family and I, we go on a pilgrimage to Vermont. Mm-hmm. And that's where Ben & Jerry's is, mm-hmm. is Waterbury, Vermont. So we go to the original Ben & Jerry's factory in Waterbury. Got to do the tour.
Yep.
You get the ice cream. And we get done there and we go over to Burlington, Vermont, to this place called the Farmhouse, which is ranked as one of the top 50 burger places in the country.
Oh,
and biting into their burger is like biting into meaty butter.
Okay, we got to ask Firstborn about this because his 13-year trip, when he turned 13, my parents took him on his, and he went to Maine, and they went to Vermont, and they went to the Burlington Bear Factory thing. And they
The Vermont Teddy Bear.
Yes, but my parents are teetotalers. So, they didn't do other things while they were going. I mean, my mother, when Firstborn was two or three.
I love how you call him Firstborn.
Yeah. Well,
Come hither, Firstborn. Charlie, let me speak at you.
Charlie was 20 years in cybersecurity, so he's all about protecting the identity and not putting it out there too much.
And there was,
I had an incident. A post go viral a few years ago, and millions of people saw it, and I did a bunch of media, and we were getting threats of people were like, "You're a horrible mother, and we're going to take your."
What is that? What went viral?
Yeah.
What was it? I want to know.
Take it away, babe.
Well, and we had just moved to Florida, so we had been living in southwestern Kentucky, and I was still working up there when all this happened, which was real fun. But we'd just moved to Florida, and she's getting the kids up, getting ready. She had gotten up before the kids, and she turns on Good Morning America, and she's sitting there and getting her breakfast together. And our son, who was
seven
at the time, wanders out into the living room just as an ad for.
Well, before you tell, so when I woke up that morning, both kids were in bed with me because he wasn't home, and it was just the sweetest little thing, you know, when they're quiet and still, and they still look like little angels before they wake up. So I had snapped a picture and I sent him a picture.
Demon horns came out.
And I sent a picture of, look what
we will take your souls.
And so, yeah, we go from that to my little 7-year-old walks out, and
there was, I forget the name of the show, that
Betrayal.
They were advertising their new show Betrayal on ABC.
I've never heard of that.
I mean, it was basically full frontal nudity in the ad on TV at 7 in the morning.
Head to mid thigh, two people horizontal going at it on the screen at 8:26 in the morning.
So it was about a hair trail.
Yeah.
And so my, you know, of course, firstborn's like he's got these beautiful blue eyes and they were just like saucers. And he was like, and I went, go to the kitchen right now.
So run.
He goes to the kitchen and I paused it, not on the image. I just, you know, let it play. I was like, there's no way we just saw what we think we just saw. So I'm going to rewind it. And then I can explain to him that he did not just see what he thinks he saw. Because again, sex abuse survivor. I'm kind of, you know, a little bit.
Right.
Wrong about not letting my kids see stuff. And so I rewound it and no, sure enough, it was two people going at it. And so I took a picture of it on the screen and I texted him and I said,
good morning.
Yeah. I was like, so your kid just saw this.
You might have to have a conversation with him when you get home.
I mean, like, I'll talk to him now, but you're going to have that man-to-man thing when you come home. And he was like, what are you watching? I was like, the news?
What is this, Skinamax? Is that what you turned on this morning?
So I was still a publicist at the time. I started in the business as a publicist. And so most of my Facebook friends were producers at Good Morning America and Today.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I was like, I put it up on my Facebook and I was like, well, this is what GMA is putting in my house this morning. And another friend of mine who was friends with a guy at Fox. Well, and
Facebook took it down.
Well, she was friends with a guy at Fox and she tagged him and was like, look what your competition is doing this morning. And before he could see it, Facebook took it down and told me I had violated their community decency.
Wow.
And I was like, that's kind of my point. I mean, this was like cornflakes and coffee and this. With-
cornflakes, coffee, and coochie at 8:26 in the morning, folks. Welcome.
So she asked me, she said, will you go put it on your blog? Because he doesn't know what I, you know, was trying to get him to see on Facebook. And I had this blog that was like me and five of my friends. You know, it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. And I was mad. I was so mad. And so I wrote a very angry post of how dare you? I'm not one of those moms that just plops my kids in front of the TV. I monitor what they see and I shouldn't have had to worry about this at 8:26 in the morning. And so,
and I think you can still read that. Is that still linked?
It's probably still RebeccaSites.com. If you ever, I mean, God knows what else would come up, but if you put Rebecca sex post, it comes up.
And wait, hold on. What is it? Rebecca, did you just say it one more time? Rebecca, I didn't hear that fully. Rebecca Sites sex post.
It'll come up still. And so that it just kind of sparked this media firestorm. And I ended up, on TV shows in London and Canada and all over the US. And because everybody had an opinion about whether or not it should be up there. I was like, I'm not saying you can't make that kind of content. I'm a content creator. I'm fine. If you want to have sex on screen, do it. Just maybe don't show it to my kid.
8:30 in the morning.
So
on a Wednesday,
there were a lot of people who felt like we weren't exposing our children to sexual education in the right way. And they were threatening to take our kids.
He was seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were like, don't teach them that sex is dirty. And I'm like, I don't teach them that sex is, where are you even getting that?
Depends upon what you're into.
conversations. I mean, you know.
I was like, those are conversations for days from now, years from now.
Yeah, he's seven.
Yeah, and so they were like, we're going to take your kids. And there had
We're going to give them a real education.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, like to where I had to, you know, I had to go to the school. And they had a, thankfully, they were at a private school at the time. And they had a security officer.
Security on the kids.
And I basically had to tell the security officer, look, this is what's going on. The blog went from like, you know, 3 hits a day to 100,000.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Like, and then it got up to like 1 million. And I was like, this is, I didn't mean to do this. I never meant to do that. I was just like, I was so mad at what they did. And it just resonated with people. And so that's when he was like, we have to lock this down. You know, you've been on Facebook and you got to stop that. And we got to lock this down. Like, so,
you know, instantly delist the phone number.
It was ugly for a while.
And yeah, so we don't use their names.
Firstborn and secondborn, you have lost your name rights.
Yes, until they turn 18, they are firstborn and secondborn.
Well, I mean, because when he was a kid growing up here, a little girl did get kidnapped from the school, the private school that he went to.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, I mean, because there's so many wealthy people that live here, it happens. They like, kidnapped a little girl and held her for ransom. And I was like,
it's Tuesday.
She did her homework
Tuesday
in the box and in the woods.
I was like, I will kill somebody, Charles. I will kill them and I will be in jail the rest of my life. We can't have this. So, yeah.
See, that's where when you come from a much different. So, there, that's a whole nother conversation of the level of. I don't even know how to describe. My grandfather was the numbers man.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
We operate growing up as a kid. I often tell people like, well, this was my family. And they're like, how did you, because I have a wonderful mother who in.
Oh,
we lost.
We're having trouble. Lost you for a moment. And just like that, folks, we're back. 20 minutes later, you didn't realize you missed 20 minutes of the show. I'm lying completely through my teeth.
It was the best 20 minutes.
You missed the best 20 minutes.
We gave you the secret to life, the universe, and everything, and you missed.
Just remember, it's 42.
Nice.
Now, we don't have one there. Is it Charlie's blue eye? Beautiful eyes right now. Are your eyes blue, Charlie?
They're kind of green.
Kind of green.
Yeah.
Firstborns have turned green.
And his have turned green, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Initially.
And this is one of those times. Amanda Love, where are you when I need you? Amanda Love is, you have to go back and find out who Amanda Love is. Look in the past. But so, folks, we didn't talk anything about our kids. We just talked. See, folks, just so you understand, this is parenting.
That's true. We all
don't want to talk about our children much more than we have to. We really don't want you to know that they exist. And the minute you have children, you no longer are cool. Anything cool went out the window. You now use words like poopy or caca. You went duty. You're not cool anymore. I will have to say, though, Rebecca and Charlie have done an amazing job of maintaining some level of coolness. That's why I have my bar in the basement.
This was recorded. We're going to get a copy of this.
Oh, you're going to get a copy of this. See, I have my bar in the basement. Charlie brews beer in his garage. These are our spaces. Rebecca writes books that have all her dreams in them that aren't going to come true. My wife goes to bed early so she can dream about things that aren't going to come true. This is the reality of what it's like to parent. So every time, kids, and there's no kids listening to this, but play this for your children. Just play this portion of it. When you meet Bobby or Sue and you're thinking, we're in love. We're going to have – this will be magical forever. Nope. Nope. You won't be cool. All your friends will do cool shit and go around, and you'll wait till you're in your mid-40s like us to get an RV, and then your dreams will come true.
That's true. Although I will say, honey, you were like really knocking it out of the whole husband park yesterday. It was yesterday, wasn't it? Oh, I even put it on Instagram.
Tell me about the husband hole you were in.
All the time. Wow. Yeah, I'm recording it. So maybe there will be an encouragement to be more.
What was the husband hole you were in?
It's perpetual. You know, I just keep digging.
So he's
sometimes I fill in the last hole with the tailings from the current.
He ain't lying.
He's just filling holes in, huh?
Yeah.
But it's working. I mean, I'm still here and we're still going. So
he's filling the holes in and you're still here. That's great. Tell me more about it.
No, so when I have to write, I have to be, you know, I'm ADD, so I have to be really caffeinated and lots of sugar, and that'll calm my brain enough to where I can write. So I have to just carve out blocks of time to write whatever. And I have a show that the cast will be here next weekend to record the show, and the script isn't done. So
in your house?
Mm-hmm. Right here in the studio.
All six of them, 20-year-olds. It'd be fun. It'd be great. So I'm trying to finish the script.
You'll really be woke then.
Right? Oh, yeah. So I was trying to finish the script and he knew it. And so he came home from dropping firstborn off at school. Did you do firstborn drop off that day or second?
I don't remember.
Anyway, he dropped a kid off at school and he sits on my desk, a chocolate donut and a brownie and a big giant, like 30 something ounce Mellow Yellow Zero. And then this little bag of chicken bites. Like you need a little protein amongst all.
Gotta have a little protein with your sugar.
He goes, happy.
Round.
I was like 16 years of marriage. He's figured it out. Just to give him these things. Magic will happen.
Good job, Charlie. Nice Thank job. You.
Thank you. Well, and I mean, okay, I'm going to do the shameless plug. I mean, we're talking about parenting here. We really do most of our parenting talk on
Flamingo Family
podcast, which is where we get the kids in here and, you know, we put them on the spot and
we didn't mean to be doing a podcast with the kids. It was never. So we had moved to the island. There are several nearby islands, and we had moved to one of them for a year. We wanted to have the island life, and the kids weren't going to school on the island. So they had been in the same private school like almost their entire lives up to that point. So this was like new for everybody, new schools, new island. We don't know where anything is. And so they went to school the first day, and they came home, and we were like, so how was school? Did you make new friends? Was it awful? Was it great? And our middle schooler was like, I think it was second born, was like, well, everybody's trying to figure out if they're a boy or a girl. And she was very confused because she was like, am I a girl? And I went, wait, what? And so she told me, and I said, well, okay, here's the thing. Like gender dysmorphia is a thing. It's a thing, but not like 95% of your class. It's not a thing. What do you mean everybody's trying to figure this out? She said, no, like everybody's talking about it, trying to figure it out. And I said, okay, well, okay, let mommy tell you what gender dysphoria is. And this is how it, and I started explaining it. And firstborn got in. He was like, my friend group is having this conversation. I went, why is this a thing? Like, why are you don't know that you're a boy? And he was like, well, I felt like I knew I was a boy, but now everybody's like, are you sure? And so we started talking about it. And one of them said, I wish my friends could hear this conversation. And I said, okay, we'll just record it and we'll put it, you know, out there. And if they hear it, they hear it. Because we had our Freevangelic podcast going, so we knew how to put something out there. And I thought, you know, a lot of their friends don't have the situation with their parents where they talk to their parents.
Comfortable.
Like, yeah, I was like, how are they going to know? There's like no adult that they'll approach. So I thought, at least this way they'll have the information. So our first episode was on gender dysphoria.
Mm-hmm. And wow.
Then vaping came up, and then social media and video games.
And then COVID happened.
And we only did like, I don't know, 7 or 8 episodes last year, and COVID happened. And I was like, I'm with y'all all the time. I don't need to be going in the recording.
Well, and we made a very conscious, we really didn't do the, what we call talkie podcast last year, because we were just like, we don't want to get into politics. We don't want to talk about it. We want nothing to do with it.
We live in Florida.
So we just,
it's a whole nother animal.
Anything you say, people are going to be mad at you.
Yes.
We focused on the scripted stuff last year. We did not do the talkies really after COVID hit and once we got into summer. And so, you know, we've kind of kicked them all back into gear this year now that we're past the silly season.
So Flamingo now comes out twice a month and Freevangelic comes out once a month. So we started them back up this year because we were like, okay, we're through hopefully having everything revolve around politics. That's how it started.
Firstborn and I are kind of kicking off our own little side hustle too of we call it men at large, because I'm 6'6" and
little feller,
big, a little a little guy, and he's 15 and he's already 6'3". So you know we're men at large.
So you will like this, Charlie.
Okay.
I am 5'8".
Oh, you're
5'7".
You're like my best friend, a little Irishman.
Yep.
So I'm 5'8". I am the smallest person on my father's side of the family, male or female.
Wow.
The next height, women-wise, I think, is my cousin Kim, who's 5'10". Wow. And then we go up from there where the women are 6'2", 5'11". The men are 6'6", 6'7". One in the NFL. One will probably be in the NFL soon. Trent plays for the Bills. Same last name. His brother Connor just transferred from USC to Arizona. And then there's me. I was just having this conversation with somebody when you say you're 6'6", where we were laughing that I was so short growing up that my parents took me to a geneticist to make sure that it wasn't like an endocrine system issue. Mm-hmm. Because everybody else in my father's side of the family, my father was short at 6'2".
Yeah.
So everybody was like, oh, what's going on with this kid? Dad was short at 6'2". And everybody was like, oh, what's going on with your kid there? Murphy's like, oh. But my mother's side of the family, I'm completely right in the mix, 5'8", 5'10". Mm-hmm. You know, you're not much. I had one uncle on my mother's side of the family who was 6'4", and he was the oddball out being that big. So I understand you, Charlie, from the other effing side.
Yeah.
I was always in my family, I'm the tallest female. On both sides, mom and dad, tallest female. I'm 5'7". I'm not like, you know, freakishly tall. I'm 5'7". And when I met Charlie's mom for the first time, I love it every time I can tell this story. So, you know, I'm from a family that has had a farm for a couple hundred years, and I was marrying country club here. And he asked me, he wanted me to meet his mom. And he was like, you can come to the family vacation. And I went, okay, there's a family vacation. He said, yes, all the kids come in and they bring their kids and mom and dad will rent a home and it's your responsibility to get you there, but they cover everything once you get there. And this year we're on Virginia Beach. And I was like, oh, okay, fine.
So the Hampton Roads.
So we go to Virginia Beach. That house was at least three stories. It was three stories. Four. It was huge on the beach with this pier that went on for miles to get into the water. And we show up now. Mind you, I was somebody who I did not own matching pajamas and a robe. Okay. So let's just be clear. And I'm going to meet Flippin' Kennedy. So
not the Kennedy.
Go on. This is my high five for you, Rebecca. Let's get it.
Me and my whole new wardrobe. We go to Virginia Beach to meet the matriarch and we come out. We walk through the house trying to find somebody's in the house, and we look outside the kitchen window, and there's this long pier, and at the end of it is this woman sitting in an Adirondack chair. She has a teak table next to her with a big glass of red wine and a little cheese tray. I can't say the charcuterie word next to her.
You got it. Charcuterie. Yes.
Sitting there with Jackie O glasses on, and she's watching her grandchildren frolic in the water in front of her. And he takes me, he goes, that's mom. Let's go meet her. And I'm like, absolutely. This will be fun. So we went out there and he was like, she didn't even turn around. She had to hear us coming, but she doesn't turn around until we get there. And he says, mom, I think he even said mother. And she was like,
mom.
She turns around and he says, you know, mom, this is Rebecca. And she takes her glasses and she didn't even take them off. She tilts them down so I can see her eyes. And she goes, how tall are you? And I said, I'm 5'7". I questioned it. Like, I wasn't sure. I'm 5'7"? Right. I don't know. It sounds good. I'm 5'7". And she looked at him, has not said hello to me yet. She looks at him and goes, at least this one meets the height requirement. I was like, I'm out. I don't know what's happening. I'm out of here. And it turns out she had told him she's tall. And 5'10". She's 5'10", and she could never find, you know, dates that were taller than her. And so she had told both of her sons, Mike is
6'1".
6'1". She was like, you can never date anyone that's shorter than 5'7", because girls who are 5'7" and above can't find tall guys because they all date 5'2" girls. And so, and he and his previous girlfriend,
my girlfriends before were, you know, 5'3", 5'4", 5'5", you know.
Yeah, they were all
I got nothing. I got enough.
I was like, okay. But now, I mean, I guess joke's on me because now I've got a 12-year-old who's taller than me and a 15-year-old who's taller than me. And my husband's definitely taller than me. So I'm like petite.
You're the munchkin now.
I am the munchkin in the family.
Rebecca, I just think of you as you are moonshine and whiskey, sweetheart. You are moonshine and whiskey.
Pretty much.
I love every bit of this. So folks, we're gonna get this thing wrapped up here at the bar. It's almost closing time here. If people want to find you, you've got a lot of podcasts. So we've got the Flamingo Family, which is every other week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We've got your website, which is going across the screen right now, Just One C letter, and that's all spelled out, folks, JustOneC.com. You just said you and your son have, what is that one now? Big Boys? What is that?
We'll be starting that. Yeah, we're going to actually recording the first episode tomorrow, the Minute Large.
It'll be on Flamingo Family.
It'll be part of Flamingo Family.
And that's your network is Flamingo Family.
No,
Just One C. If you go to justonec.com, you'll see all the shows listed.
So Just One C is the network. Flamingo Family, you'll be able to find it. I would like you to change the name of that to Biggins. I'm just throwing that out there. Biggins is much more fun to say is Biggins or Big Country, but I always love Biggins. Any of us who've lived in the South, we know what Big Country is, and we know what a Biggins is.
That's true. That's
absolutely
true.
So we know what that is.
Pre-Vangelic as well.
Yeah, it's on Just One Seat.
Now that's pre-Vangelic.
Free-Vangelic.
Free-Vangelic, like, and that is faith-based.
It's us leaving the militantly evangelical side of the faith.
Okay. Interesting. That's a whole nother conversation you and I could have, because there's a whole story about how I ended up as a United Methodist.
Yeah, you speak the language. Yeah.
I grew up Catholic, mm-hmm. and I always tell everyone I ended up as a United Methodist, which is the Pepsi one of Catholic. All the same great flavor, just none of the guilt.
I love it.
It's like Lutheran. Yeah, it was all the Catholic, none of the guilt.
Yeah, so you get it, and the whole story just really revolves around my kids being baptized, mm-hmm. and it was a base chaplain who was a Methodist who baptized two of my sons. The third son was born, and we're like, he was born on a Friday. We were looking for a church, and that Sunday, the other two sons and I walked into Calvary United Methodist here in Albany, which is an interesting animal. Because Albany, New York is ranked as the least faith-based city in the country.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. We had a beautiful Polish Catholic church turned into a Price Chopper, which is a grocery store. Ripped the whole thing down, and it's now a grocery store. And it used to, at one point in time, be the tallest building in New York before the Empire State Building.
Oh, wow. And they ripped it down.
Yes. Welcome to New York, folks, where we're just as fucked up as polio.
and where the Supermax prison is, where's the – it's somewhere upstate New York. No.
Well, we have one in upstate New York. It's called Five Points.
Yeah, it's where – that's where I went to meet David Berkowitz, the son of Sam.
Oh, yeah. Was that Five Points? You met son of Sam?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother – Rebecca, you and I got lots of conversations to talk about here.
I did. That's in the Catskills, though, that prison that he's at.
So then if it's in the Catskills, that's south of us. So we're in a unique area. So we have the Adirondacks to our north and west. Catskills are to our south. Okay. Albany's in kind of a unique area. We actually, and I'll tell you one if you want to check one out. Do you have Amazon Prime?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to go check out Jaya Wirt's documentary. It's only like 22 minutes long. It's called, why am I having a brain fart? This is what they were talking about when it starts to hit.
Also, you know.
Yeah, we're on the Buffalo Trace right now. But Jaya Wirt's, JIAWERTC, and why I can't remember it. One of my – Tim – put it up there, so because I know you remember, but it's all about, and we actually are going to have him on, Jeff, who was wrongly convicted in Peekskill, New York, at age 16 of rape and murder, spent 16 years in jail. Wow. And they ended up finally, through DNA evidence in 1987 or 89, he was convicted. And through DNA evidence, they proved what he had always said, which was he didn't do it. But because he had, the cops coerced him into a confession. And
happens all the time.
And he ended up spending 16 years in jail. He's now a lawyer. He's going to be on our show here in a couple of months, and he's going to come on and talk about his foundation and what he's done. But it's a conviction. That's what it's called. Conviction.
Okay.
Check it out. If you even look up Jaya Wirtz, but it's one of those kind of things. Stuff like this. See, look, we're already over our hour mark. I never make the hour mark. I never make it. It's just
like Rebecca. If you listen to our shows, we get to the hour mark and she's like, we got to wrap this up.
I freak out.
We're not done talking.
Nobody wants to be listening.
Yeah. Nobody ever wants to be done. And I'm trying to make sure that I got the right. Yeah. Conviction. But it's amazing. It's only 22 minutes, but she's actually working on a full length version of the documentary. Okay. Highly recommend it. Can't recommend it enough. My wife always refers to her as my girlfriend because I'm like, so Jaya sent me a text message. And I'm like, you know, she was the one.
And it's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's okay. You'll know it when you see it. It'll be a guy, black and white picture. Go check that out. She was on. So we've got all these different sites, and you have like storytelling shows. Like you've wrote scripts and shit like that.
Yeah, well, actors act them out. They voice all the characters, and we have sound effects and custom music, and they're like old radio dramas that you get to listen to. And then in my other company, we pair something with every show. Like with Making the Cut, every single episode is paired with a specific wine that you can order through us, and we'll deliver it to your house. And all the wine has something in common with the episode you're listening to. Or like, we've got a Christmas one that's got like gingerbread cookies and hot chocolate stuff in the box that you order. And they actually eat the cookies and drink the hot chocolate in the show while you're listening to it. So you can eat and drink with characters. And we've got another one with a puzzle coming out later this year. And nice. A murder mystery one where all the clue kits come to you in the mail and you put the clues together and figure out who done it. Yeah, it's, you can get to all of it at just1c.com.
I was about to say, so we can find all this at just1c.com.
Yep.
Folks, please take the time. If you're not watching this as the live recording that you can find on YouTube and everything, please go check them out. You know, beautiful people that have come on here to share what they got going on. What was that, Charlie?
We paid him to say that. We're beautiful people.
No one pays me shit. Once the liquor starts flowing and we get to the other end of the bottle, I'll say whatever the hell you need me to.
I feel like the word goddess should
goddess,
be used.
Yes.
So at this point, Rebecca is a goddess. Charlie is an Adonis with his blonde hair and his blonde. Look, this is my COVID hair. My hair is, I will promise you, in, let's see, went to boot camp in 1994. We're in 20. So God, we're 27 fucking years. Mm-hmm. My hair has never been this long. This is COVID hair in 27 years, folks.
Firstborn.
Got hair that's down to about here at this point because it's naturally curly. Beautiful. Oh. And he was just like, I'm home. I'm not going to cut it. And then it just started curling like ours does. And I was like, boy, we are not cutting that mess.
Yeah.
We're just going to let that grow is what we're going to do.
So the last time he had a real, oh no, he got it trimmed. But the last time he had a real honest, you got a haircut was in like February of last year.
He looks like such a surfer dude right now.
So that's my sixth grader has not probably cut his hair in 2 years. And he has red hair also. And he has red hair down to his shoulders.
Oh, slick. Man. I like it.
And a five head.
No.
So, like, he's got this super long hair and this big-ass forehead. He actually did my first show with me. It was on video games also.
Oh, there you go.
So, we know we can find it. Folks, look, if you need to find something on these folks, go to just1c.com. Spell it all out. J-U-S-T-O-N-E, letter C.com. You can find everything you could ever want to find on these wonderful folks who took their time, who found us through podcastdirectory.com. Yep. And I can't plug them enough. This started the routine for me. I'm booked out till July.
That's wow. Awesome.
Nice. I'm booked till July.
I mean, it's not going to get any better than us, but that's awesome. Yeah,
it doesn't get any better than them, but we're booked till July at this, folks. They can find merch on there, anything?
Yep. It'll lead them. I think there's a link on there to Podpair, which is where you can get all the merch. So yeah.
Podpair, you can find their merch. Folks, if you want to find our merch, because we know I'm the only one that buys it. If you want to find us, our Instagram is at the Above the Bar Podcast. You have our Facebook, the Above the Bar Podcast.com. Our Twitter is at Above the Bar 4. Email if you want to email me, because none of you have ever done it. The Above the Bar Podcast at gmail.com. And the continuation of the one and only contest. If someone, at least two of you, buy merchandise other than me, we go on to TeePublic and look up the Above the Bar Podcast. You can get your shirts, you can get your hats, you can get anything and everything under the sun if you want to put the Above the Bar Podcast on it.
Oh, cool.
Charlie, yeah, oh look, it's a great site. There's zero.
Do you have a beer glass?
You need a beer glass or a cocktail glass
with your, you know.
I just got a brand new glass. Babe, if you're I don't know if my wife is the only one watching right now. There's one. Maybe she'll bring me down my new glass. I actually have a new glass. I've decided I love comic books. I'm a big comic book junkie. Mm-hmm. And I decided to cosplay this year.
Oh, no. Okay. So wait, are you in the whole WandaVision situation?
That's, look, do we need to do that?
Whole nother show too. Look,
that's a whole fucking, that's a whole thing. So my twist. So my best friend and I, because we've been in quarantine, my best friend and I do the Disney Plus stream together. So he's a couple of towns over. We set it all up on our phones. And then like at 9 o'clock on Friday night, it's like, are you ready? I'm ready.
Nice.
And then we watch it together. And funny sidebar story, as we were getting ready to close, him and I, like, we got to fussing at each other recently. And it was mostly me, because I'm like, bro, why is there a closed caption on my TV? I hate closed caption. He's like, well, the kids are sleeping, so I don't want it to be so loud. I'm like, cut that closed caption off, man. Like, I don't, like, I'm pausing it. He's like, bro, stop pausing the show. I'm like, I can't deal with this. This is driving me nuts. And then he cut it off, but for whatever reason, it stayed on my TV.
Oh, no. See, we have closed captioning turned on because that way the kids are reading while they're
watching. Oh, look, that's sneaky.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to mention this. You were talking about punishing yours by sitting on the steps. Mm-hmm. My sixth grader, do you know how I punish him? Mm-hmm. You're not reading tonight.
Oh, I was kid. Yeah.
Like, that pisses him off more than you can believe. You're not reading tonight. What? No, go to bed.
I was that kid. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, my 13-year-old.
Table. It's not reading time now. You have to put the book away. And I'm like, but no, this is social time.
Oh yeah. That's the 13-year-old. And then folks, next week we have Sean Wicken. He's a comedian. Please check him out. We'll figure it. Look, I'm telling you, that podcast directory, I just scheduled another Marine for June 30th. Charlie, you have to tune in on June 30th.
Okay.
This is another Marine who is a world famous hacker.
Oh, you have to. So we'll be on the Flamingo Family Tour at that point. You have to listen to him. Yeah, we'll be on our
trip. His name, his last name, is, and I'm having a brain fart. His last name is Seely, S-E-E-L-Y. I want to say it's Brian. Yeah, Brian Seely, who is another Marine who some kind of a famous hacker. And I told him, I was like,
familiar.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I told him, I said, you have the scariest effing job in the world. But like, nothing scares me more than hackers. And it's not because of Angelina Jolie in the movie Hackers. But it's like today's, like you said, today's world. This is everything we do. Everything we touch.
I was so glad when he got out of it because it was like 20 years of nothing but stress.
It was.
And yeah. He was just waiting on the next hack. And he was like, I'm done. This is too, I'm done. I'm done. It's too much stress. I'm getting out. And I was like, wait, if you're getting out, then we're getting out of the pretty, pretty paycheck that comes with the pretty, pretty stress. And he was like, I'm going to do something else. And then he went, I'm going to sell yachts. And I
yachts
went,
and RVs.
Okay. Yeah.
And hey, this last year was fantastic.
Oh, I bet.
Thank God. So yeah.
If it floated and had a motor, it would sell. It was crazy.
So up here in this area, we got ours lucky. We talk afterwards what I paid. You won't believe me. Mm-hmm. And then you know the extra money I put into it. But up here in this area, people were buying and selling RVs and boats that might have been $5,000 in 2019. Mm-hmm. We're getting $10,000. I sold a jet ski that I was like, we're not using it. And I bet you I tripled our money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to be in yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, good time.
Well, now up here, all the brokers up here are, my wife was telling me the other day, she was looking online and she's like, they are selling RVs left and right because I think we're going to start seeing the other side of it, which is people are like, we're not going to use this anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit. I shouldn't have bought that.
Yeah.
Sorry about your luck, folks.
Okay. He'll sell it for you, too.
Yeah. Exactly. I can sell that. And actually, we get it down here about a year and a half after a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Because what will happen is people, you know, they have to evacuate for the hurricane and they go, gee, they come back and they go, gosh, I wish we'd had a trailer or an RV and we just would have evacuated with that instead of having to go find a hotel or stay with the mother-in-law or whatever. That's what we did, stay with the mother-in-law. 12 days that I'll never get back. And,
not a pretty.
And then like a year and a half later, they're just like, it's just sitting in my driveway and I'm still making payments and we're not using it. Let's sell it.
Yeah. See, I love ours. Go Atlantic Oaks in Cape Cod. I'll plug them too. I don't get shit from them either. I love that place.
You need a business development person to get you all. This
look, time. We can talk about this afterwards. I'll tell you a funny story. Look, we'll get to that in a minute. We can have our own private conversation. Yep. You guys get the last word. What is it now?
Thank you for having us.
It's been a great time.
Good time. Go to just1c.com. Get in touch.
We'll have to do it again after our big road trip and see if the kids are still alive.
Right.
Alrighty, folks. Be sure to push your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.